Hi, this is Cindy with Customer Care. I am a supervisor, and how can I help you?
Hi, yeah, I'm just trying to figure out where the authorization came from for somebody to charge my account for a subscription that I did not agree to.
Okay, I can take a look at the account. One moment.
Don't pull it, baby. No. That's their decorations. Don't pull it.
Verify for me, please, your first and last name.
Stephanie Scott. Thank you so much. Okay, thanks.
One moment. The system is trying to... What's your email address, please?
It's S and Sam, T as in Tom, S as in Sam, C as in Cat, O as in October, T as in Tom, T as in Tom, Z as in Zebra, 9@gmail.com.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Ms. Scott, I do have your account pulled up, and then verify for me, please, your address.
15962 Rosemarie Lane, Riverside 92504.
Okay. Just waiting for the system to retrieve the rest of your order. One moment. Okay, thanks so much for holding. So it looks like you completed a sweepstakes for a cookware set. You paid the $5.96.
And for shipping fee because I filled out a survey.
Correct.
I did not ever agree to any kind of subscription.
It wasn't a shipping fee. It was a entry fee for you completing the survey. For the sweepstakes. And when you paid the $5.96, it also signed you up for the discount membership.
No, it said it was a shipping fee. I said I didn't want, there was no participation needed. I didn't ask to be in the subscription. This is fraudulent. This is fraud.
This information, it was disclosed in the terms and conditions. Did you read over
the
terms?
No, I didn't agree. I didn't agree to it. I did not agree to it.
Okay, again, that information was disclosed in the terms and conditions.
I don't know where your terms and conditions were, and I don't know what was disclosed, but I never agreed to that. Never agreed to it. And this is a scam, okay? And it is fraudulent.
Well, it's not fraud.
Contacted my bank.
You say you've already contacted your bank? Okay.
I have already contacted my bank.
So you've disputed the charge with your bank?
I sure have.
Okay. I'll make a notation of that. Any refunds that will be applied, your bank representative would have to call in to confirm the dispute will be canceled.
Yeah, okay. So where is my cookware then?
You entered in the sweepstakes. You're not actually going to receive the cookware.
Oh, that's
you
not
will,
what it says.
You
it
will
says
receive
you
the cookware if you won
you
the sweep, if you win the sweepstakes.
It said you are a winner. You won this pot. And it was a Le Creuset stock pot. Never shipped.
No, it never shipped.
Never shipped.
No. It was an entry fee.
I didn't enter a sweepstakes. I did not agree to any kind of...
Well, I was trying to explain what you signed up for, but that's fine. Have your bank representative give us a call back to confirm the dispute will be canceled before any refunds have been applied.
Excuse me?
You've disputed the charge with your bank or credit card company.
Yeah. Also, the guy told me he was already refunding the one that you just did.
Well, did you tell the representative you disputed the charge already with your bank?
Yes, I did.
No, that wasn't notated. It wasn't notated. And he didn't refund the charge. So you'll have to have your bank give us a call to confirm that the dispute will be canceled before any refunds have been applied.
Do you understand that it's Christmas time, and in order for me to do that, my bank wants me to cancel my card?
I understand, but you've already disputed the charge with your bank. There's nothing I can do. But
listen to me carefully. I called my bank and I told them this is a fraudulent charge. I asked them for your phone number to call you so that I could dispute it with you first. They said if you have any problems, just call us back. We'll take care of it on our end. But in order for them to take care of
the charge.
I'm not done. In order for them to take care of it on their end, I have to cancel my debit card at Christmas time.
Okay. Well, I definitely understand your concern. I asked you, had you disputed the charge with your bank? You said you did. So because you said that, there's nothing I can do.
I called my bank and I told them that it was a fraudulent charge.
Okay. So all you have to do is...
They said that if you want to dispute this charge, that's fine. We have to cancel your debit card. I said, I can't do that right now. I'm out Christmas shopping for my family. They want to freeze my debit card, my bank account, so that I can't use my bank account because your company charged me for something I didn't agree to.
Okay, again, we'd be more than happy to provide you with a refund. You just have to have your bank call in. Just have them call in to confirm the dispute will be canceled, and then a full refund will be applied. You don't have to cancel your card. You just let them know.
No, they said that for this not to happen again, we have to cancel your card. The bank doesn't waver on that. They always make me get a new card if something...
Okay, you're admitting to placing the order. You weren't clear on the terms. That's all. So
I filled out a survey. Fill out this survey, and you get this pot. All you have to do is pay the shipping fee. Oh, okay. So I filled out the survey, right? And it said you're a winner. Here's your pot. All you have to do is pay the shipping fee. So I put my card number in there to pay the shipping fee. Shipping fee of $5.96, right? Not only did I never get the pot, but now I'm being charged $55 a month for something that I never signed up for. Have you done one of those surveys?
No, I don't do surveys. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm an idiot, and I did this one time. Didn't know any better. And I got scammed. Big time. So he already canceled whatever it was I supposedly agreed to. I want my money back.
Okay, the account was canceled, but I can't provide you with a refund until your bank calls in.
Okay, I'll have them call in right now. And who do they ask for?
The account will be notated, so as soon as they call in, just to confirm the account will be canceled, a dispute is not filed, then a refund will be applied immediately. Your bank takes 3 to 5 business days to process it.
I think what you just told me was it's going to be disputed that it's fraudulent. I think that's
I've already notated the account that you disputed the charge. As soon as your bank representative calls in to confirm there's no dispute, a full refund will be applied.
Oh, as soon as the bank calls in to confirm.
Right.
You're going to consider no dispute.
No. They just have to confirm that there's no dispute on file. And as soon as they confirm that, then we will refund the account.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer care. Have a great day.